Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Rising, The Branded Season, Book 2, written by Joe Riccioni and read by Leah Philly.
Be careful of the boy. He's a good soul born of bad. Know that if he betrays you, he will break his own heart doing it.
The buck at the water's edge is no bigger than a Fleet Fox. His thin antlers curve like the ribs of a slum kid back in Isfolk. He raises a wet nose, one delicate foreleg ready to run, as if he can sense me in the dense foliage downstream. I close my eyes, reach again for the sound of his tripping pulse, but I can't seem to latch on, can't subdue its beat to my own as I usually can when I hunt. Sweat beads on my lip, and my mark on the beast falters. I could blame this bastard bow, the riser far larger than my weapon in Isfolk, its draw length longer. I could blame this suffocating heat, the humidity of the race jungle that hangs so close it feels like even my eyeballs are sweating in their sockets, blurring my vision. But there's only one honest reason I can't channel my skill this morning.
He will break his own heart. His own heart. His own.
I crack my neck and feel the release roll down my spine. Feck's sake, Nara, get a grip. Lifting my chin, I line up again. The bow strains, string creaking, but even as my fingers release, I know my aim is wide. The buck rears as the arrow nicks its rump, but almost simultaneously, there's the soft pock of another shot. The deer topples into the shallows, heart shot quivering long after its body is still. I spin around, searching for the archer. Boots crush the sultry tick of the undergrowth, and the jungle shivers and parts. The wrangler wears a sleeveless gilet of soft leather, bronze arms dewy with sweat. Loose linen pants match the sand scarves draped around his neck, and rings of gold clamp his black curls, picking out the gilded tooling on his leather boots, the scabbard of his curved sword. He couldn't appear any more different from the stable hand I met mere months ago, bundled in patchy furs as he exercised his sled dogs across the Isfolky tundra. Now, he might be a prince of race, stepped from his hunting lodge. He cocks an eyebrow at me. Bow arm a bit off this morning, little scourge. He knows I never miss a shot, and he'd never miss an opportunity to bait me about it.
Still following me like a lost puppy, Wrangler. I tighten the strap on my quiver so I don't have to look at him, trying to ignore the angry race of my heart.
Not such a good idea to be out here alone, he says, tone changing.